Hello and welcome to Community Focus. I'm Clinton Whedon. The sounds of harmony and humor will soon be gracing stages in Lawton and Duncan. It's time once again for the Southwest Pride Barbershop Chorus Show. This year's program will be the 54th annual show, and members of the chorus are joining us today to talk about it. Gentlemen, thanks for being here.
Thanks for having us.
To start, I'll just ask each of you to introduce yourselves.
I'm Kirk Persia.
I'm Neil West.
I'm David Hastings.
I'm Sean Roberts.
Welcome to all of you, and welcome back to Neil. You were with us last year to talk about that show, and now you've brought a whole new group along.
Yeah, this is one of our new quartets. We are Under the Radar, and we are one of the several quartets that perform with the Southwest Pride Barbershop Chorus, and we'll be performing on the show this year.
So what is this year's show?
The show is Barbershop at the Old Watering Hole. It's life on the lone prairie of probably yesteryear. We'll sit around and tell some stories about life on the trail and reminisce about the old days and crack a few jokes, administer a little bit of street justice as we know it at the time, and sing some old-fashioned barbershop harmony.
What's some of the music the audience can expect to hear? And besides yourselves, what other groups will they see perform?
The chorus is singing, of course. Us, Under the Radar, and then we have also the chairman of the Chord are going to be singing a couple of quartets. They're the longest standing quartet that's in the group. And we've got some old favorites that someone probably recognized, maybe even from a previous show, but we've got Shenandoah, Cool Water, Tumblin' Tumbleweeds, Wagon Wheels, If They String Me Up, and an old classic, Elvira. So those are some fun ones.
In addition to that, we also have the Sweet Adeline's Harmony Chorus of Lawton, the ladies' version of the barbershop chorus. They'll be performing with us on both the first part of the show and the second part of the show.
So is that a change in format with so many groups performing, or is this still the format the audience will remember from shows past?
They're going to remember this from shows past. We actually did this show back in 2006, so okay. It's an updated script and updated chorus members, of course. But generally, it's kind of a formula that works pretty well for us.
As mentioned, this is the 54th annual show, and it seems almost unheard of for anything to last that long these days. What goes into the preparation for this to ensure that the show can still happen every year?
Well, Sean is our show chair, and David is our vice show chair, and they've been planning and with me as well. Everything from publicity, of course, is big. And sending out press releases, making sure that the Facebook pages and the websites are up to date and we're ready to talk to people and sell tickets. Of course, coordinating with the International Society to make sure that we can actually put on a show. We've recruited a new artistic director this year. Sean has secured the rights for us to perform. It's little bits of things that just kind of come up that we will do as time permits, and we started very, very early this year to get ready to go. And just on top of that, I mean, Sean, you can talk about the number of hours we've rehearsed and gone over the scripts and since, gosh, back in, September, October, we started a lot of this music.
Yeah, we typically practice 3 to 4 hours a week easily, and that's just the chorus by itself. And then we have additional quartets that practice on the side, so there's a lot of hours committed into preparing for the show. And we usually start setting that agenda in place somewhere around November, December, knowing what we're going to do and setting up the script and how we're going to set things up as far as the structure is concerned. So there's a lot of time invested in a show like this.
So as you've prepared for the show, what sticks out to you individually that you think the audience will enjoy in this program?
I think one of the cool things about this show is that the Sweet Adelines are going to be performing on the show with us as well. I don't know that they've actually performed. I didn't get a chance to check my notes on that, that they've ever performed with us. If they have, it's been many years. So it's exciting for us to be able to feature our sister chorus singing with us. And the other exciting part is that this year we have really, really been dedicated to formulating new quartets, trying out some, seeing if they work. If they don't, trying others to just encourage and foster that singing, and all of us here are kind of proof in the pudding. We're under the radar because we didn't know that we were going to make it. We just one by one just started talking to each other and started singing a few notes, and Sean kind of said, let's the four of us come together and see what we have.
we're three guys from the same section. We're all tenors and a bass. So, you know, Sean had the idea, and he bought this music. He's been listening to the CDs, and it's like, man, I think we can do this. I'm brand new. I'm a new guy. I performed on last year's show, so I don't even know what the heck's going on right now. Okay, and now I'm part of this thing that's just a little bit bigger than what I'm ever used to being on. And it's really awesome how we all put it together. We went to a few different practices. We're like, man, this is a really great sound, and now we're up to like four or five songs that we can confidently do as a quartet and feel pretty good about it as we walk out the door. But this is something that's brand new to me. This is my what is this? Just a little shy of over a year now.
I don't think you've been at it a year.
Yeah, probably not a year. So.
Well, we are running short of time, so I'll ask if there's anything else that you'd like to share with our listeners about this year's show.
Yeah. It's going to be a great show. It is family friendly. We really think that the audience is going to love the show. These are not the parodies that we've done in the past, so perhaps maybe a little bit easier to listen to, and you don't have to wait for it. The jokes are going to be spoon-fed to you. We have a lot of new folks in the chorus this year, and that's always exciting because you have a lot of energy that comes in with each new group as well. And so we can't wait to show off that energy to the audience. And we're working on maybe a few surprises before we open up the curtain.
All right, some mystery there as we wrap up. The Under the Radar Quartet, part of the Southwest Pride Barbershop Chorus, joining us today to talk about the upcoming Southwest Pride Barbershop Chorus show. Gentlemen, thank you so much for being here.
Thanks so much.
Thanks for having us.
The 54th Annual Southwest Pride Barbershop Chorus Show will be held March 9th at the Simmons Center in Duncan and March 10th at McMahon Auditorium in Lawton. Doors open for both shows at 7 p.m. and performances will begin at 7:30. Tickets for the show can be purchased in advance at Ace Hardware in the Simmons Center in Duncan, at Scott's House of Flowers and McMahon Auditorium in Lawton, and from members of the chorus. For more information about the show, visit the group's website at swpridechorus.com or find their page on Facebook. That does it for this week's program. Community Focus is a production of KCCU, a service of Cameron University. For more information about the program, visit us online at kccu.org. Thanks for joining me. Until next time, I'm Clinton Whedon.